Okay, today's Yerushalmi Peah Daf Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph, we are on the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. And again, today's Shir, as well as the Masechta Shirim, are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are discussing issues of Shichacha. If you remember, we're in the third topic of our Masechta, Leket, Shichach, and Peah, or actually Peah, Leket, and Shichacha, in terms of the order. And we spoke in the Mishnah, what happens if there is one bundle that is larger than the other bundles? Does that make it not Shichacha? So the Mishnah had said that if all the bundles are one kav each, Kalam Reyesada are one kav, and there's one that's four kavim, and you forgot the big one. So is it different at all? That's the machlokas between Beisham and Beisilo. Right? We had it back in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Test, the beginning of Berek Beishamai. Beishamai says it's not Shechacha because it's different, because it's big. And Beisilo says, no, it's still a Shechacha. What was the reason for Beishamai? So we said in the Gemara, two possibilities. Is it not Shechacha because it is Misuyam, because it is designated and different inherently because it is larger? Or is it because of Rowan, the principle of, do we see Ki'ilu, it's split up, and Shura, it's in its own pile, and in that way, it's as if it's in its own rows, and therefore it is considered as if it's four rows, or three rows, as we said. Machlokes Beis Shammai Silva, Beis Shammai says Ki'ilu is four rows, and that's why it has to be 4-1, That is what the Gemara said on Daf Nun Amud Beis. So that was in terms of 1-4. So now the Gemara says, it's a question whether this is says or asks. That's a machlokas. But first let's see, based on the Samafarshim, the Mara Folda, it is a statement. Reb Yona Boi. Remember, Boi sometimes means just to say in Yerushalmi. V'hu Shira. This is the Shir. This is the Shir of within Beis Shammai, of saying something is not Shechacha if it has this ratio. It has 4-1, right? That's in our Mishnah. That's what we have. One that's four kav, and the other ones are one kav. And what if it's 8-2? And what if it's the same ratio, just bigger? Is it going to be the same issue, the same machlokas, in the same shittas, in that ratio, or not? So according to one shot of this next couple of lines, it's a statement. V'hu shira, this is the shir, the ratio. Kol umre hasada shor kav kav, ve'echad shal arbas kav nushchacho. Right, if they're each one, and there's one that's four, and it's forgotten. Same thing with kol umre hasada shor shnei kavim, ve'echad shal shmonas kavim. Right, that would be the same. Right, and that's how the Bara Fulda looks at it. Klomar, kamo im kol umre shal kav kav, mi boi le beis shammai echad shal arba. Just like beis shammai would need four, the size of 4-1, hu adin im kol asada shel shtei kavin, mi boil hu echad shel shmona kavin, de tam echad lahem. It's all ratio. It's all one ratio. That is the statement of Reb Yona. But Reb Chaim Kidievsky and others, based on the Gra, says maybe it's all a ibaya, right? Is it true? And it's unanswered. Do we say it's all a ratio? Would we say that? Look at the Beer of Chaim Kadievsky, right? My, mi neima, kivan de yachol achalkov alasoso shura kebeshamai ena shechacha. Do we say it's the same thing? Right? Because, like the Gemara's Baskana was based on Rowan, you split it up, so it's ke'ilu, it's split up into different rows, and therefore it wouldn't be shechacha. Just like four kav can be split up into one row, right? The eight kav can be split up into two rows. O dilma, or no. Lebeshamai nami, lo amrin on Rowan, ela im nikar umisuyam umarzeh, mishar kol umri asada. If it's 4-1, then you realize the ones are very small, and the four is bigger. That's where you would say it is not shechacha. Aval hacha, shekala umrin gedolamein. But if they're all at least two, and this one is 8, you're right, it's the same ratio, but even the smaller ones are pretty big. Right, so then maybe it wouldn't be called shechacha. Or maybe it would be shechacha, I'm sorry. Afilu zeshmonas kavin eino misuyim kolkach, velo evshita, and it is not answered. So, question about how to understand this line of the Yerushalmi, is it a statement, or is it a question? If you look at the Rambam in Perakei Halacha Yudzayin, talking again all about the issues of shechacha, the Rambam says, kol yakol umim shel kav kav ve'echad shel arbaz kavin ushchacho, hareza shechacha. Fine, 1-4 is not shechacha, Paskin's like, Beis Hillel. Yes, there are arba in Shecha. That's what we discussed 2 days ago, I think. Right? If according to the Rambam, if it's more than four, even Beis Hillel would agree. it is not shechacha. It's exactly those ratios. V'chein, and then the Rambam says, v'chein im hayu shal shnei kavin, v'echad yeser al shmones kavim eino shechacha. Right, also, if they're all two, and one is more than eight, right, because the Rambam requires more than four, so more than eight, then it wouldn't be shechacha, so it seems like the Rambam holds that it is a parallel. It is a parallel. Right, the Rambam says, the Radvaz says, v'kal lamad rabbeinu v'chenem hayu shnei kavin, because it is godol kolkach, it's as if it is misuyam dami. It is misuyam, right, it is different and not forgettable. And therefore, that's how the Rambam seems to read the Gemara, that it is based on ratios. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Beis, next Mishnah in the Parak. Ha'omer. So what is the Chiddush of the following Mishnah? We just said, what might not be Shechacha if inherently it is different? It's bigger. What if inherently it's not different or bigger, but it's just in proximity of something else? And the other item maybe will make this item not forgettable. It doesn't have to do with what it is, but where it is. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer shu samech lagafa, if you have a big bundle, that was forgotten. But it's not to agafa. What's agafa? Says the Mara Folda, it's a stone wall that does not have cement. Right, stone wall with bricks on top of each other, but without cement. That's what agafa is. Ula gadish, or it's next to a large pile. Large grain pile, ula bakar, or it's right next to the where the animals stay, ula kalim, or it's next to where the plow is, or the other kalim, ushchacho. So you forget this big bundle, but it's right next to these other items, and you're definitely gonna walk near the wall or go to the animals. So in itself, mitzad hilchas shichacha, maybe it's forgotten, but regarding lemaisa, is it from going to be forgotten? So that is unclear. So Beishamai Omrim Einu Shechacha, or Beisil Omrim Shechacha. Again, Beishamai says that's not Shechacha, because you're going to go near the wall. You're going to go near the animals. And it's not going to be forgotten. Beisil says Shechacha. Right? Why does Beisil say that? Right? Maybe because you look at inherent. You don't look at the external factors. Okay, you look at inherent, this item. We'll have to see if that Svara holds up. But that could be the issue behind Beishamai and Beisil, whether it is Shechacha or not. So the Gemara now notes the chiddush of each of the shitos, and we're going to switch around the girsa here a little bit based on the gra and others. V'kasha, it just flipped to what it says, just in terms of order. V'kasha al de Beis Hillel, right? The kasha Beis Hillel, meaning it's such a chiddush. Beis Hillel says it is shichacha, even though it's next to these large items or next to these significant items. Begafa ubegadish. Right, by the gafa and the gadish. What's the difference between the four items in the Mishnah? Gafa is the big stone wall. Gadish is a huge pile, which you're not moving anywhere. Right, you're not moving anywhere. It's a place where you always collect your grain. Maybe it's your silo. So those two items are stationary. They're not moving. So it's a big chiddush for Beis Hillel to say that even there it is shichacha, because those items are moving. And the chiddush for Beis Shammai is going to be the other two. The other, by the bakar and the kalim, those are movable items, those are metaltalin. So I might have thought that those are movable items, so maybe they won't always be there, or that's not called the makom of those items, because those items are transient, are movable. So maybe the animals will move to a different area where they're going to graze. So even there, Beis Shammai says it's not shechacha. So Gemara is just going to point out that's the chiddush of each of these shitas. So v'kasha al de Beis Hillel, it's a kasha on Beis Hillel Shita, begafa ubegadish, davershu misuyam, right? Something that is stationary, it is misuyam, it is designated, inherently, ve'inan amrim shechacha, and Beis Shammai says that that is, I'm sorry, Beis Hillel says that that is shechacha. Okay, we flipped around both girsos. We made Shammai into Hillel, we made eino shechacha into shechacha. Right, so he said, according to Beis Hillel, right, these items are not moving, and you're still going to say, you're going to go past these items, and it's still shechacha, and v'kasha al de Beis Shammai, right, and the kasha on Beis Shammai shita, hefker ubekalim, right, by the cases, but by the animals and by the kalim, davar sheinim asim, it's not so misuyam. It's not set. It's not designated. It might move. V'idin amrim she'eino shechacha. And you still say they're not shechacha, so that's a chiddush. The Gemara just makes that ha'ara and doesn't answer it. It just says that each of these shitos are going across the board. Whether it's next to something stationary or not, that is each of their shitos. Says the Gemara. Bimkomahu omed. So now I'm going to make a comment about a similar Mishnah. So what are we talking about here? So that's why we need the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi to know what we're talking about here. This is commenting on a Mishnah in a week from now. By the way, if you look in the beginning of the next parak, is parak Kol Zayas, Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Right, we're in parak Beis Shammai, but Nun Ches Amid Aleph, the Mishnah starts off in the next parak. Kol Zayas, if you have an olive tree, Sheyesh Lo Shein Basadeh, it's a very special olive tree. It has a reputation. Right, it has a shame basada, afilu kizayis hanatova b'shaito, ushchacho, eno shechacha. Right, if it's not, we'll have to get to what that means, but it has something significant that's special about it, so then it is not gonna be shechacha because it's unique, it's special, and maybe you're for sure gonna go back. Bamed v'ramamurim, when do you say it's special and different? Bishmo ubimasov, ubimkomo. Right, whether it has its name, we'll have to see what that means. Maybe it's so-and-so's tree, it's a special tree, b'maisav, maybe what it produces, its unbelievable amount of oil, or bimkomo. That's the one that's important for us now. Bimkomo, it has a special place. It's right in the middle, it's right next to something, it has a special place. So then, it's not going to be called shichacha. So one second. So this Mishnah says if it's in this special, designated, unforgettable area, so then it's not shichacha. Who does that sound like? That sounds like Beis Shammai. Back to our Mishnah, right? So our Mishnah says if it's Omer, it's next to one of these four items, Gafa Gadish Bakar Kalim, so then it is not Shechacha according to Beis Shammai, and it is according to Beis Hillel. So he asked the Gemara, is this to tell me that Mishnah, the beginning of the next paragraph, is only Beis Shammai? Bimkomahu, we'll have to ask that in a second, but first we explain it. Bimkomahu Omed, Bitzat HaGat, O Bitzat HaPirtza. Right, it's either next to the olive tree, is next to the god, it's next to the olive press. It's the one right next to the olive press. That's what makes it significant. That's bimkomo. Obitzad apiritza. It's right next to a space in the wall. Right, sometimes there are trees that are exactly there. Remember that Gemara Masechta Shabbos? Right, there was a hole that developed in one of the walls around a person's field. On Shabbos morning, he woke up and he realized it. And the question is he going to close it up because he has his prized apple tree in the field? Not really, but he has his prized tree. So he says to himself, I'm not going to touch it. It's bona on Shabbos. I'm not going to, even though I might lose, what can I do? And he goes to shul and he goes to the Beis Medrash and he spends the whole day in Shabbos activities. And after Shabbos, he goes and he sees that a bush, a tree had grown right in that spot. Right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu protected him, that he guarded Shabbos, so Shabbos guarded him. Right? That's the nace that took place in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells that story. So you have this tree in the pirtza, in the hole. So that's like right here. Right? The bibkomo. What's the makom? Either next to the god or next to the pirtza. Right? Why would you have a tree next to the pirtza? Well, maybe he's referring to that type of story, that there's a tree right in the pirtza. So that's Davar Mesuyim. So the Gemara says, Mastis to the Beis Shammai. So it sounds like that is Mishnah, beginning of Kol Zayis, that's Beis Shammai Shita, the Beis Shammai Omer Einu Shechacha. Because Beis Shammai says that's not called Shechacha. So is that to tell me that, we'd rather not have a Stam Mishnah following Beis Shammai Shita, right? So you have to be Mechalik somehow. Between the Zayis, which is Bimkomo, there, somehow, even Beis Hill would agree. We still would agree that's also shechacha. So let's just finish the line, and then we'll have to see that answer. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Devar Yakolhi. No, Chas V'Shalom. Why do I say Chas V'Shalom? Right? B'Shamei Makom V'Shalom in a Mishnah, as the Gemara says. Right? We definitely, even if you want to say a Stam Mishnah is, I shouldn't be that strong. Not Chas V'Shalom. I should say no, it's not true. Rabbi Huda Nasi would never have been so seen the Mishnah like B'Shamei, because I mean, the Gemara says that elsewhere by other das yichidim also. But Rabbi Yossi says divrei akoli, really, it's everybody shita, right? Taman davar mechubar b'tzad davar mechubar. Because what's over there? It's two items that are not going anywhere, right? What's our Mishnah about? You have a pile of a bundle, so that bundle is movable. That bundle is going somewhere, so that's not as significant. Maybe it'll get kicked. Maybe the wind will take it. So that's why Beis Hillel says there it's not shechacha. But over there, it's two stationary items. You have this olive tree and you have the vat. You have the gat. Or you have the hole in the fence. So that's two mechuber items. So taman, davar mechuber, mitzat davar mechuber. If it's two stationary items, so there, Beis Hill would agree that that is not shechacha. But baram, hacha, davar talush, mitzat davar mechuber. Right? But here, it is a davar talush, it is something that is detached next to a davar mechuber. Right, so therefore the difference is mechubar next to mechubar, then everybody would agree that it is not shechacha, but if it's talush next to mechubar, so then that would be the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman wonders, but sometimes you have cases of shechacha that are mechubar. Is it issue mechubar? Meaning, what about in our case? What about in our type of case where it's shechachas kama? Remember we had cases, we're going to have tomorrow by the Shem also on the daf, right? And shechacha applies both by talush, where it is detached, and also by, if I forget, a stalks that I passed over that I forgot about. I skipped them by mistake. Lo sasha lakachto. So, Shlomo Zalman just wonders, so what would Beis Hillel say in that case? If the issue is just mechubar next to mechubar, so then maybe you would say, you forget the olive tree. In the regular case of a bundle, not a bundle, but the one that's still attached to the ground. So that's what Shlomo Zalman wonders. So it's not an issue if it is literally an issue of mechubar versus talush, then you should say that. The shechachas kama should be similar to the eight zayas, and I'm not sure about that. Tzarech iyun. The mikol makom, again, whenever I quote Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's in the Ma'adani Aretz, that's his farm on Zeroim, in Ochlman Asiniyim. Tzarech iyun. The mikol makom shechachas kama, to hu b'mechubar, lo lehevi shechacha. Right, our Mishnah says across the board, if you have shichacha next to gapa, gadish, bakar, kalim, that's the machlok of Shem Beis Hillel. But according to this svara of mechubar versus talush, says Shlomo Zalman, you should say anything that's mechubar is going to be kulei alma, not shichacha. And our Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. Kiva da havile, continuing the logic, kiva da havile davar mechubar besides davar mechubar. So that's what I would have said misvara. Achra isi. But he says, I saw in the Rash, Sir Leo, I saw the Rash on Tamara's daf, he quotes from Daphnun Beis, shemachalik being mechubar desayas lechibar shalkama. There still could be a difference. It might not be totally on dafka attached. Mechubar. Maybe there's a difference between the olive tree and attached grain. Why? The Elon Afshim Mosek Esaperos Ain Daito La Akro Miskayim Bechiburo. The olive tree, the tree stays there forever. That's mechubar. That's something that's attached forever. Right? Like the halachas that we know of regarding eitz versus ha'adama. Remember the Gemara's chilek. When do you know if you make a bari pre-eitz? When do you know if you make a bari pre-adama? So the Gemara says, not how high it grows. You can have something that's very high, like a banana tree, and it's still going to make hadama. Why? Because as if the tree dies. The tree dies every winter. It's totally dried out. And that's the difference. By it, Bari Priya eats, the tree is there always. An apple tree, an olive tree. All those trees are there throughout the year. It's just that it gets blossoms and grows fruit at certain times of the year, different seasons. That's a fruit. That's a Bari Priya eats. But a potato patch and a cucumber patch in the winter, after it goes, there's nothing there. It's all dead. It's all dirt. It's all from last year's stalks. So the difference is, when it comes to a fruit tree, the tree is always there. So Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's what mechubar means here. Mechubar doesn't only mean attached. It means attached, and there's something left there even after you pick up the fruit. Even after you pick up the fruit. The ilan afsha mosek esaperos ein daito laakro umiskayim bechiburo. By a tree, even after you harvest the fruit, you're not uprooting the tree and umiskayim bechiburo. It's staying in its attachment. Masha'en kein kama the daito latalsho. But by standing grain, even though you're gonna, you know, it's attached right now, you're gonna pick it up. But, and there's not gonna be anything else there after you pick it up. Amot tsarachin, dimkin gadashami lachashav mechubar. But then he says, oh, maybe a huge gadish also should, you know, it's next to the gadish. That's not mechubar. So, and there's nothing left after you take it. Okay, Shlomo Zalman just asked that ha'ara. How do you take mechubar literally? Or where would you put the shechachas kama? That is his svar. Interesting, though, this whole discussion is, you could have a dvar musar and a dvar hashkafa about some of these items. It's not only about what you are, but who you are near, right? Your surroundings sometimes define who you are. Is it shechacha or not? Well, what's it next to? What's it next to? That will define whether it's shechichah or not, because who we surround ourselves with, right? Kenelach hachaver, right? That's a big issue, an important, significant issue in who we are. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Remember, the Rambam says it's a double. It's a double. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says Derech Briyaso Shel Adam. It's the derech of a person. It's the natural way of people. Lios nimshach b'deosav ubemasav achareyav v'chaverav. A person is pulled and influenced by the actions of my friends and acquaintances. V'noheg b'minag anshe medinaso. And we act like the people around us. So some of the Mefarshim point out it's two ideas. Next to, we're influenced by and mushpa by our friends and anshe medinaso. I mean, our friends could be on the other side of the world. Right, that we connect to, that we speak to. That's our anshe areya v'chaverav. But then anshe medinaso are those people that were around that might not be my friends. They're just like who I'm with. So we're influenced, as the Rambam, by both of them. By our physical friend, our physical environment, and our conceptual environment, our friends. Lefichach, sarach adam, because of this, sarach adam lehischaber letzadikim. A person has to connect to tzaddikim and sit next to wise men. Tamid, in order to learn from their actions, because we're influenced. And to go away from Rishayim that walk in the darkness, not to learn from their ways. First parak in Tehillim. Ashri ha'ish shelo alach ba'atzas v'shayim. Don't follow. David HaMelech says that. Beginning of Tehillim. You can't follow in the atzas v'shayim. V'chein. In haya b'medina. She min hagoseha ra'im. V'ein anashim olchim b'derach yishara. If I'm in a country whose people do not follow the straight. Yelich l'makom sh'anashav tzadikim. V'noagim b'derach tovim. I should move. V'im hayu kol ha'medinos shehu yodan v'shomea shmu'asa no'agim k'derech l'tova k'mo zmanenu. And what if every place in the world, says the Rambam, you can't find a place that is good for you. He says, if you know the countries that you know about and you hear that they're no'ag b'derech l'tova k'mo zmanenu. That's an unbelievable line. The Rambam says, o she'enu yachol leilech l'medina sheminogase tovim, or you can't move for some reason. You can't move. Mipnei hagayasos, because of army attacking. So mipnei acholia, because of illness. Yeshev levado yechidi. So sit alone. Right? If none of the environments you deem appropriate for spirituality, for avodas Hashem, okay, be alone. Kinyin shenemar yeshev badad v'yido. V'im hayu ro'im v'chata'im v'yishin manichma otzol leshev v'medina elem kein nis'arevi bohem v'noi k'minagim ara. And if they don't let you sit alone, yeitzei lemaros, go out to the caves. Ulachavachim, ulamidbaros, valyanigatsmo baderachatoim. Right, if it's really gonna be mashbiyayu. Okay, the Rambam didn't do this. The Rambam always lived in communities. The Rambam, the last year, decades of his life, right, was in Egypt. But, one might say, what is that? Was that impossible? The Rambam, okay, but that's the Rambam, at least conceptually. We have to be very careful about who we surround ourselves with, because who we surround ourselves with is going to define who we are. And then the Rambam counts as a mitzvah saseh daraisa. Right, one of the first ones, the Rambam counts. Mitzvah saseh lihi davik b'chachamim, kedei lo mo b'maaseyem. It's a mitzvah saseh daraisa, to be near the wise men and the rabbis. Shenemar and yashar people. Uvo sidbak, in him stick. Stick to Hashem. V'chi yefsha la'adam lihi davik b'shchina, ela kachamru chachamim b'feirish mitzvah zu. What does it mean? Stick to Hashem, hi davik b'chachamim v'talmideihem. Right, stick to the chachamim and the students. Right, that is the Rambam. V'kaktzi v'chachamim, havim eslavim v'afar regleim, v'shosu v'tzami es divrehim. Right, that's special. And then the Rambam goes into b'yatzer recha gamocha. It's fascinating. The Rambam has that in the two halachas, that you have to make sure your surroundings are appropriate. And then the Rambam says, mitzvah al kol adam lehov es kol echad v'echad m'yisrael kegufo. Just because I'm nervous about my surroundings, and I think somebody might not be a good influence, does that mean I don't have to love them? Right, mitzvah to love every single Jew. That's the hemshich of the Rambam. Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis talks about be very careful who you are with, very careful, and then but make sure to love. Mitzvah kol adam lehov galacha miyisrael kegufo shenemar v'yavdol recha gamocha. And he continues talking about that. Reminds me of the zavart of the Apta Rav on the first Mishnah in Shkalim, where the first Mishnah in Shkalim says that on Rosh Chodesh Adar we're yotzei on the, all right, we do the shkalim and the kilayim, right? You have to uproot the kilayim that grew over the winter, shkalim and kilayim. So the Abderav says, the kilayim, we have to make sure that we're careful who we hang out with and who we're near. Kilayim, but also shkal machzaz ha-shekel, right? We also have to know that we're just part of a larger whole and part of a unit. Then you have to want us to love each other as much as would be possible. So that's the shkalim and kilayim, the opposite message of those two. Okay, so we continue. Amar Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Loi now says, so now, for this we have to know, right, we just had to learn the first mishnah, the next parak, called Zayas, but for this we don't have to go so far, right, just the next mishnah, on the next daf, right, the mishnah, the next daf lists three cases, where Beis Hillel would agree. Beis Hillel would agree that it is not Shechacha. Right, in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel says, no, it's Shechacha, even though it's next to the Bakar and the Kalim. But there are three cases, the Mishnah says in tomorrow's daf, that Beis Hillel agrees that it's not Shechacha. One of them is, and we had this once already, if you already picked up a bundle, and then you put it down, then you forgot it. Right? Omer shehechzik bo lo licho la'ir. You picked it up. So there, Beis Hillel agrees, it's not Shechacha, because once he was zochet to it, so then it's not Shalaniyim. So, the version that we have in our Mishnah is that the Machlokes is about the four cases in our Mishnah, and everybody agrees about that case. But we're about to have a different version in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Loi, Sha'alti Yesh Rabbi Yeshua, Ayesh Rabbi Yeshua, Be'elu Om Chalukim Be'Shamay Be'Silel, which bundles do they argue about, Be'Shamay Be'Silel? Amar Li, Batorah Azos, that's a lesson of Shvua. I swear by Torah Azos, but the Pnei Moshe says, Be'Shvua, or Barafolda, Shvua Hi. But Torah Zos, Omer, Asama Lagafa, Lagadish, Levakar, Lakalim, our Mishnah Vishachacho, Shachacho, Beishame Omrim, Enoshecha, Beisalomim Shechacho, read the version of our Mishnah. That's the case. Ukushabasi, Eisal Rabbi Eliezer, Omerli, and when I told Rabbi Eliezer, he said to me, Lo Nechel, Go Beishame Silala, Omer, Shu Samach Lagapo, Lagadish, Levakar, Lakalim, Shachacho, Enoshehu Shechacho. No, that's not what they argue about. Right? In the cases of our Mishnah, everybody agrees, it is Shechacho, even Beishame. Vialma Nechleku, Ala Omer Shanatlu Vanasu Besara Gafa, Besara Gadish, Besara Bakar, Besara Kalim. The Machlokas is where you picked it up and you put it down next to one of these case places. But you picked it up first. That's the Machlokas, Ushchacha. Shebeshami Omer Meno Shechacha, Bebreisha Zachaba. Beshami says there, it's not Shechacha because you were Zochet to it already. You picked it up. Ubeisel Omer Shechacha. And Beisel says that though in that case it is Shechacha. So two versions of what the Machlokas is. Ukshabasi, Veritasi, said the Ram Lavir Blazman Azariah. And this is all Rabbi Loi talking. And when I told Rabbi Blazman Azariah, Amar Li Habris, another Lashon of Shvua. Habris, by the covenant, or the Torah is a covenant that we had a shiur a couple of years ago on Shvuas, that the Torah is both a Sefer Mitzvos and a Sefer Habris. It's both. It's content-wise, what it says in it, and also what it symbolizes. It's about what we need to do and about who we are, right? And maybe that's the two different versions of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim, right? The difference, the Parshas Yisro is Nasa, right? And the Mishpatim is Nasa Vinishma. That's where it's called Sefer Abris, Dafke in Mishpatim. So number is going to be that. So Abris, Hey Nadar Shemer Lila Moshe Bukharev. Yes, that's exactly right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says. This is the things, this version, that was said now, that is the version that was said, at Har Sinai. That's interesting. What? This is the version of the Machlokas that was said at Har Sinai? Right? There was a Machlokas at Har Sinai. What, Har Sinai wasn't just clear what was given? Wasn't Machlokas developed, later? You have a similar lashon in Psachim and Daflam and Ches, but maybe this is alluding to that Ritva that we always like to quote. Right? The Ritva on, where the Gemara says, an Erev in Elu ve'elu dibri l'kim chayim. Right? That's what the Baskel says. And the Ritva there quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas. Right? The Chachmei Tzarfas is Rabbani Tzarfas. Heich efshash yishneelu dibri l'kim chayim. Ze osef zematir. What does that mean? I could have two opposite truths in halacha. How could it be? Is it mutter? Is it usser? Vitirtsu, k'sha'ala Moshe l'marim l'kabal Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, heru lo akal davar v'davar, memtes panam l'isser, memtes panam l'heter. He was showed 49 reasons for isser and 49 reasons for heter, for every item. V'shal kadosh baruch hu, and he asked Hashem, what is going on here? V'amar, and Hashem answered Moshe, sh'yehezeh masur l'chachme Yisrael sh'bechol dar v'dar. Wow. There are different ways to look at every halachic principle and inyan, and it's up to the rabbi. So, yeah, there could be machlokas that was given. There could be two different versions that were given in the in Har Sinai. Fascinating. That's what's mentioned here. Okay. Taman Tanina. There's a Mishnah B'Sechas Ksubis Ksubis in the beginning of the eighth parak. And the Gemara is going to comment about it and then bring it over to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says there, let's just do the Mishnah. If a woman has property that she received before she got married, she's allowed to sell it. It's her property. Even eventually when she gets mitareses, first stage of marriage, and it's hers, so she can do what she wants with it. It's a woman has stuff from before she got married. Both agree that she could do whatever she wants with it. She could sell it. The husband has no rights to it. But if she received property after Erisin took place, after the first stage of marriage, remember, that was done 12 months before in the days of old. So if she got property then, Beishami Omrim Timkar, Beishami says, still, they're not married yet fully, and therefore she's allowed to sell the property. Beishami says, no, she cannot. If she did, it works. If she did, the sale works. But she shouldn't. Why? Because it's earmarked, it's already going to go to the husband. The husband already knows that there's going to be nisuin and he's going to have rights. Rabbi Pinchas boy kumi Rabbi Yosi v'lama lo taninata mikule beishamay mukhrim beis Hillel. Rabbi Pinchas asks, well, why isn't this Mishnah of Ksubis in Idios? In Mesechus Idios, we have a whole list of Mishnayos, which are places where beis Shammai is meko and beis Hillel is machmir. So why not here? Right? Beis Hillel says she can't sell it. It's a chumra of beis Hillel. So why isn't this on the list? So the Gemara answers, Amarle lo asina masisa al davar shu chomer mishteit sadim mekam mishteit sadim. No, the Mishnah only lists where there's a clear cut kal and chomer. Bram hacha chomer hu mitzarecha lekal mitzarecha. No, whenever you have something in monetary law, whatever is a chomer for one is a kal for the other. So you want to say, oh, according to Beis, this is a chomer for Beis Hillel, she can't sell? No, but that's a kula for him, for the husband. Right, so it's not, one person's kula is one person's chumra. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it's not on the list. What is this doing here? Because Bezer tomorrow's daf is going to start off with, what about our Mishnah? Should our Mishnah be in Masechet Idios? In terms of Beis Hillel saying that it is not shichacha, right? Is that a kula, chumra, baal bayis, ani? So that's going to be Bezer on tomorrow's daf. We'll continue this discussion and talk a little bit about Nisuin and Erisin as well. Okay, we will stop here.